Random effects Q-tests. Just as there's a random effects version of the mean effect size, there's a random effects version of the Q-test. Like with the mean effect size computation, the difference is the way the error term is calculated, based on the assumption that the variability across studies included in the meta-analysis comes from two sources, sampling variability and real effect size differences. You can do this in Excel, but it's not worth it, because the macro that I'm going to show you automatically gives you both the fixed effects Q and the random effects Q. The real reason for showing you most of this fixed effects stuff was just to get you comfortable with the underlying math, because a lot of effect size analyses, a lot of meta-analyses are small enough that you can do them by hand almost faster and you can feed them into SPSS.